Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can call me Lance Kenmore anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John McKay, how are you doing?
Well, just continuing to try to get over the, we've been Olympic junkies.
I know. You and I were talking off air. We were a little late almost getting started because we were both agonizing over the U.S. men's quarterfinal shootout loss to the Czech Republic.
Dude, go shelf.
Go shelf, McKay says. And that was tough. But no, it has been quite a week of watching the Olympics, and I cringe after I did that story about them potentially last week tearing down the $109 million stadium. Every time I've seen the stadium, I've thought about that news story. So, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy week with that, and felt a little bit like the Olympics around here earlier in the week with a skiff of snow. I'm glad that came and went quickly. So glad to still be out there showing houses. We just need it to get a little warmer in the mornings now.
Mm-hmm.
As always, we have with us our in-house residence lending specialist, Mike Denslow at Home Street. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not as addicted as you two, but whenever I get the chance to watch some curling, I have to watch it through the end of the match. I don't know what it is about curling that's so appealing, but it's awesome.
My wife loved them when they were doing the mixed.
But here's
the Norwegian lady was loud.
Okay, but here's the thing that gets me, and I'm sorry, I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that Mike opened the door to it. You know, at first I heard that one of the Russian athletes had tested positive.
Doping.
And then I'm thinking, and then I see the news story later that it was the guy that was curling. Can anybody explain to me why that's necessary for curling?
Hey, when you're doing the broom, that's hard work.
Okay, fine. I couldn't have guessed curling as the sport. I saw that.
I tell the kids, when we see that, the broom, that's how I expect you to clean your room.
Okay, there you go for sure. I think that Jimmy Kimmel did a bit on 5 minutes of the Olympics, and he had some guys come on and rename the sports, and they renamed curling. Their new name was aggressive cleaning. was what they called it. So, there you go. That it has been an interesting week for sure. We always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. What's out there on the fringes of real estate? And I tell you what, and here's another one, and we're going back east for this one. It's been in the news so much over the course of the last month and a half. And there is now a Newark home on the market on the East Coast, and they are offering it for sale. And a lot of times under financing, you will see cash, conventional, FHA or VA. They are including Bitcoin as a form of payment that they are willing to accept. They've engaged an attorney who believes he can draft and fulfill this transaction with Bitcoin. So it is for sale for a currently 174 Bitcoin. This is an 8,300 square foot house on 4.2 acres, built in 2013. Absolutely phenomenal house. It is background to the story. It is reported that the first home sold in the United States and bought with Bitcoin happened in Austin, Texas in September for an undisclosed amount of Bitcoin. Apparently, they couldn't register that at the county office so that it was public knowledge.
And where's this house at, Lance?
So, Mike, this one is in Newark.
And I thought that's what it said. It's funny. Later tonight, I'm going to a going away party for people, some friends of ours here that are moving to New Jersey.
Do you think they're buying this house with Bitcoin, Mike, and haven't told you yet?
I'm going to find out tonight.
Okay, perfect. There you go. I will tell you that we have not had any Bitcoin transactions out of our office at this point. So it'll be fun to kind of monitor these and see what the trends happen as we move forward and take a look at. It's been in the news a lot. A lot of times that happens with these fringe type of things in real estate. And then 2 or 3 years down the road, it becomes mainstream. So it'll be very, very interesting to keep an eye on that and see if that starts to become an accepted method of payment in real estate.
Well, McKay buys his next tiny house, he's probably going to use Bitcoin to buy it.
I always thought Bitcoin was that slug with a string that you stuck into a soda machine to get the pop out.
Well, McKay, it has come a long way from that, and it definitely is not that is what we're talking about. So, folks, we always like to go on from our national crazy celebrity real estate story and then focus on our local real estate story. What's happening in the Tri-Cities? And I tell you what, the big news in real estate and the big happenings this weekend, and that is the Home Builders Association putting on the Regional Home and Garden Show.
Mm-hmm. And this is where we talk about having Jeff Losey on, and then he gets too busy to come on.
Yes, and so what I've done is I've pre-negotiated with Mr. Losey to come on in a few weeks after he says he's recovered from the show. So I did call him. I gave him that option. And he said, Lance, this year, I'm so sorry. You've got to be kidding me. He had one or two key employees at some other meetings. And that with that show starting in basically an hour, opens at 10 o'clock this morning. He says, how about a wrap-up summary a few weeks after the show? So I'm going to hold him to that. So we will hopefully in a couple weeks get Jeff Losey on here with the HBA. But I did tell him we would talk a little bit about what's going on down there at the show. And I tell you what, they really put on a great, great service to the community by hosting this Regional Home and Garden Show. I've gone to a few of the other home and garden shows, Wenatchee, Yakima, Seattle, and some of those other regions. And I got to tell you, our local HBA just does a fantastic job with organizing and putting this on. And I really consider this a great opportunity for our local consumers here in Tri-Cities. If you have thought about doing any sort of home improvement or remodeling, this is a great, great opportunity for you to save yourself a lot of time and money and interview and get information about a lot of different contractors and competitors in this realm in a short period of time. So just so you know, that is going on today. It was open yesterday from 10 to 7, and the Home and Garden Show is out at the track in Pasco. It's open today also from 10 to 7, and then again tomorrow, Sunday, from 10 to 4. Price of admission out there is $6 for adults, and then children 12 and under are free. They do ask, and Jeff asked me to mention, you can get $1 off the admission price if you bring a non-perishable food item for the Salvation Army. So they also do this as a way to give back to the local area and get a significant amount of donations for the Salvation Army.
Yeah, this event is awesome. My wife and I go to it every year, even though we're not renovating. It's just there's so many things going on and so much. It really, if you have, like you said, if you're thinking about doing any kind of renovation, you go there, you can cover every different type in about an hour's walk.
You really can. And I tell you what, if you're looking for some education information, there's some great things happening. There were some great sessions yesterday. There's some great things still happening today. Let me give you a quick little rundown. Very similar to last week on the show, we had Tracy Bedard here talking about home staging. If you missed that and you're interested in that, at 11 today, they're having how to stage your home for sale. They're having a class on how to stage your home for sale. 12 o'clock, they're breaking down the difference between granite and quartz countertops. If you've been trying to decide and you want to know what's going on there, so they're having Franchino Stone and Tile in to talk about what's the difference between granite and quartz countertops today at 12. 1 o'clock, composite versus wood decks. What's the difference between composite wood decks, advantages, disadvantages of each product? And then you hear them also on the show many times. I don't know if people have tuned in and listened to Tom Kay at the Flower Farm. He's putting on at 2 o'clock spring pruning and yard preparation. That's another topic we talk about on this show a lot. But he's going to be putting on a class at 2 o'clock. And then at 3 o'clock, this happens and this comes up a lot in the real estate world, bath remodeling, best practices for bath remodeling. And so some good information and some classes that are going on there. But one of the things I did is I wrote down a couple tips if you're going out to the show. Because just, you know, I pulled the vendor list and just, I mean, just some examples of what you have out there. You have landscaping providers. You have spas. I mean, so you have a chance to look at different spas, and they're going to have some great deals, and they usually have some show specials out there. So check out the spas that are out there. You've got bath and kitchen restylers and outfitters. You've got everything from flagpoles to gutters for your house if you were looking for those. So those are just a few of the things that are out there. But I wrote down a couple tips. Number one, before you go to the show, have an idea of what you want to accomplish prior to getting in there. Because, I don't know, it's kind of like the squirrel moment. You can get in there and you might have, you know, kind of stick to your agenda. If you're really looking at, hey, I want to remodel my bathroom. It's kind of like going to Costco, you know. You go in to remodel your bathroom and you leave with a flagpole, okay? You know, so have an agenda before you go in there of what you're trying to accomplish. And then make it a point to interview two or three different contractors at the show within that realm. So let's say you're looking to do a bathroom remodel. Well, you're going to have the opportunity to look at two or three different contractors. One of the things I also said is in your notebook, you know, take notes. It's going to be hard. You're going to come back with so many brochures that it's easy to get confused of, oh gosh, I liked that one guy. Do you remember which company he was with? So write yourself a specific note about what one of the contractors had said so that you can, when it's 2, 3, 4 days later next week and you're wanting to set up a follow-up appointment, you can remember who you were talking to. And then the other thing I wrote down that I do this a lot at the show is if you see a sample of something you like, use your phone to take a picture of the ID tag and then write a note. Because, I mean, quite honestly, if you're like, oh, I loved that brown tile. Even if you go back to the very same store and you're like, I think it was at, you know, I think it was at Great Floors or I think it was at Merle's. Even if you go back to that same store and you walk in and you're going to be like, you know, there was a brown tile I liked and I'm pretty sure it was at your guys' home show booth. I mean, that's just not going to cut it. I mean, they're going to then bring out, you know, 32 brown tiles. And trust me, you're overwhelmed again and you don't remember. So take a picture with your iPhone of the ID tag and product number that you were interested in or that you saw the installation of at the show that you really liked. And that's going to help you when you go back home and you're trying to make those decisions. That can make a big, big difference in the success of the show. So, like I said, Home Show Happening, that's the regional home and garden show out at the track, opening up in about 45 minutes, 10 a.m. open, and then open till 7 p.m. So for, I tell you what, for $6 and kids under 12 free.
Non-perishable.
$5 if you bring non-perishable food. There's a couple hours of some great entertainment for that price. And then just a bonus, if you're thinking about upgrading something to your home, it's this. I really consider this the best opportunity in the Tri-Cities for people to get with different vendors that all represent taking care of what's probably your largest asset, your home. And so this is the best chance you can to get ideas. Every year, even being in the industry myself, I pick up two or three new ideas from the different vendors. Because, you know, even being in the industry and seeing different builders and seeing different service providers and seeing different homes, I still go to this show. And like Mike, you said, you and your wife go every single year. I see something new. I'm like, wow, I didn't know they did that in that house. Whether it's maybe it's a ceiling design, or maybe it's the different combination of two different tiles and carpets. But I'll always come away with two or three things that's helpful to our clients. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Mike Denslow a little bit about the financing side. You're going to go to this home and garden show. You might get all revved up about some home improvements. So we're going to talk about, hey, how could I potentially pay for some of these home improvements and these items? And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what are some of the things you should consider doing if you're fixing your home up for resale, and your best bang for the buck before you go to the home and garden show.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about today's local real estate topic, and that's some tips for if you head out to the regional home and garden show out at the track. A lot of the home and real estate industry's best providers all in one place for the consumer to take a look at what I can do to improve my home, add on to my home, make things generally better, and service around my house. So, Mike, what happens is people go out, they get all jazzed up about some of these projects and remodeling, and then they come back and say, gosh, you know, call Lance, see what this does to the value of my house. Does it make it go up? But then how do we pay for all of this? How do we structure that? Yeah, and so I'm expecting you at Home Street, you'll get some of those calls.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, to me, I ask questions that people aren't used to a lot of the times. It's kind of funny. I say, well, how long do you plan on having the house? How long do you think you're going to take to pay off this loan? Or is it somebody that's, you know, 30 years old that's going to have this for a really long time? Or are you retiring in 5 years? Are you already retired? And just get them thinking about different things, because if you're not going to have the house very long, then recommend one thing versus another. If you're going to have it for a really long time, well, then might recommend something else. But there's renovation loans. There's a conventional renovation loan that Scott Unger does in our office, and he's excellent. There's lines of credit that you can get, you know, a home equity line of credit. You've already got a first, and maybe let's say that rate is really good and you don't want to refinance that, but you want to get access to some money so that you can get a line of credit. Or you can do a cash out refinance, tie it all up in one loan, and then do it that way. It's kind of funny. Refinances are much more ebb and flow than I would say our housing market is pretty consistent. We know when our slow months are going to be. We know when our busy months are going to be. But refinances just come and go as people need them. And then the last couple of weeks, I started getting a lot more refinance calls for some reason of people wanting to stay in their house longer, wanting to get some cash out. And so I've started a few because they're like, ah, yeah, this is what I want to do. And a lot of older clients that are retirement age or already retired, like, yeah, they want that, you know, lowest. They've got fixed income, so they want the lowest payment possible, but they want to do some things to their house.
Yeah, and I think, too, sometimes that becomes an indication of our market, where we've gone for a year and a half with extremely low inventory in the Tri-Cities. You know, what's your option if there's nothing that looks good to buy? Stay and renovate and make changes and make what I have currently work for me. So I think you see kind of a surge in that mentality of, shoot, we'll just improve what we have and then we won't have to go buy something new.
Yeah, we like our house and we're thinking about getting something newer, but we can't really get something that fits into our budget. So let's just refinance, get a little cash, and stay here.
Absolutely. Well, that's really, really good information, Mike, on what's going on there. And I love hearing that you've had more of those calls recently. And my gut would tell me that you'll probably have some more after a big home show like this.
Yeah, definitely. And one more thing I was thinking about for the home show. We need to talk to Losi. Why don't they have shopping carts?
There you go.
You show up at the home show. Hey, you're going to buy some stuff. I always see these people carrying the mops and this other thing that they bought and this other thing, and they've got the bags. They give away the little
tiny.
They've
got the bags.
Yeah, they got the little bag. Hey, come on. We need maybe not the huge shopping cart that they have at Costco, but maybe the little shorty ones at Yokes.
He's going to kill us. Yeah. I mean, this is what he gets, though.
Or maybe one of those lumber
ramps. He doesn't come on the show, and Mike and I are running away with crazy ideas for him. So, yeah. Okay, shopping cart.
Improve for next year.
I love it. This is what happens if he misses the show. Fantastic.
Well, it's deja vu all over again because last year he was going to be on and he had to bail last minute then too.
Absolutely. Now, Mike, back to what you were talking about of people wanting to make those renovations and looking at these projects. One of the things I always like to do is give people an idea of what are some of the things I could be looking at and what is the national return that I could look at coming from that.
So, right, that translates to the most value in the home.
Absolutely. So I put, I went to realtor.com. They do a report every year, and I pulled some numbers off, some from last year, some 17 numbers. Now, the first one, we've always consistently had replacing the front door on this list, and we talk about that, and we know year after year that's number one. Well, it's interesting, it wasn't number one this year on the list. Now, number one, I'm going to tell you, it's not very sexy, but attic insulation, improving the attic insulation came in as number one. National average cost to do this, $1,400. Average return noticed on resale value, $1,500. So when you're looking at percentage-wise, you're looking at an ROI of almost 107% from upping and increasing your attic insulation. Big focus nowadays on energy cost savings. So that's going to lower your utility bills, generally looked at as a good upgrade from buyers. And this year, first time I've seen it in this number one slot, showing a big return. Now, that did bump the front door down to number two. Front door still a great, great idea. And the great thing about the Home and Garden Show out there, you're going to see examples of these front doors out there. You're going to see examples of contractors that could help you replace that front door. So we talked about some of our tips before in the first segment, and this is a big one. Other ones major rounding out that top 10 list. Adding and upgrading stone veneer to the front of the house, doing kind of that upgraded look of half stone, maybe up the front of the garage or around the entryway. Minor kitchen remodel, once again, returning about 80% of the value put into that with a minor kitchen remodel.
Well, Lance, jumping in, your listing agents that come out to the house are going to be able to give ideas, right? I mean, as they're looking at it, they're not going to say, hey, your kitchen's old. They're going to say, hey, you could freshen this up. You could freshen this up, right?
Absolutely. A lot of times, one of the things we're suggesting to people is potentially an upgraded countertop. You might not have to replace the cabinets, but you could just upgrade the countertop and the backsplash. A lot of times, if people have an older style of pull knob on the counters, you can go through and just replace the pulls with a more modern pull knob. And that's so we've got some minor remodels and little changes you can make that will obviously help in the resale value. So we're giving these suggestions on those listing appointments. And then if people are really proactive and thinking two or three years down the line, this is a great example for them to get some ideas at a show like this. And then rounding out our top 10 out there is siding replacement. That's a big one we come into. If siding has started to bubble or crack or shrink, making sure that's up to par. And then basement remodel and roofing replacement. Those are some other big ticket items that return a decent amount for you dollar for dollar. Now, you know, nothing as good as those top couple with your garage door, your entry door, and then, like we talked about, now having proper insulation in place there. So using the Home and Garden Show as an opportunity to look at what is going to return me the most amount of dollars when I go to resell, and then going in and interviewing potential contractors that you want to do that work. Also, another thing that you might not always see that a lot of people have at the show is look at some of their portfolios of recent work. Many of them will have sitting out on the counter, or if you ask them, they'll have either a website up or they'll have something behind the counter and say, hey, do you have some pictures of some recent jobs that you've done so that you get a sense for, say, the last three or four jobs that the contractor has been on? And a lot of times, not only will you get good ideas from that, you'll also see an example of their final work that they're showing.
And they can get references from that, too. And just like, hey, I want to talk to somebody who's went through the process with you.
Absolutely. Mike, as we get ready to wrap up and people start to head out to the show looking to purchase, I've got a quick pick three. I've got a couple homes here on the market. Absolutely fantastic. Pick number one, new on the market, 821 North Road 56. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath home on an acre in just a great West Pasco location, 2,600 square feet, updated with new carpet throughout the upper level and living areas, newly painted interior and newly painted exterior. Great kitchen with hardwood floors, quarrying counters, stainless steel appliances. So that is 1 acre, West Pasco, 2,600 square feet, and that's coming in at $350. And we just don't get those all the time on those bigger lots. Pick number two, 106 Broadmoor Street in Richland. I tell you what, this is a move-in ready, four-bedroom, three-bath Rambler in Meadow Springs on the golf course. So if people know Broadmoor, they've been looking for that Meadow Springs on the course. These don't come up very often. Four bedroom, three bath, 2386 square feet, solid surface counters in the kitchen. You've got a great breakfast bar, master suite with dual closets, new carpet and paint, and that's coming in at $336.5. Another great option in Meadow Springs. Pick number three, 4012 Hayden Lane in Pasco. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, also West Pasco location, 2,200 square feet, new carpets, tile flooring throughout the formal living room, dining room, and kitchen, large kitchen, roomy secondary bedrooms, and paved RV parking pad. West Pasco, $265,000, 4012 Hayden Lane. Tell you what, folks, we have not had very much inventory, and we've got some great new inventory on the market. Any questions at all, shoot me a message at kenmoreteam.com. We'd love to help out. And have a great time out at the HBA 2018 Regional Home and Garden Show.
Until next week, we'll be right here with the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update on News Talk 870.